William Lyons is not just qualified to dive the reef, he's also helping to save it.
You use an injector gun, which it is connected to a bottle full of bile salts. It's a chemical. And we inject it into the bicep of the crown of thorn, and you kind of cull it where it lies in within the reef system.
He's one of the latest graduates of a program that aims to get more people into work by teaching them diving and tourism skills. In the process, they've also been learning how to kill the crown of thorn starfish, or COTS for short, which feeds on coral and can devastate reef ecosystems. The project director is Steve Moon.
To date, we've put through 195 disadvantaged youth, as we call them, through the Skilling Queenslanders for Work program with an 85% full-time employment outcome, which is pretty fantastic. And the reason we did it is purely and simply because, you know, we just believe that young people need a chance. If you see these kids when we first get them, you know, they can't even comb their hair or brush their teeth, some of them. That's the sort of place they're in. And by the time they leave us in 6 months, they're standing up in front of complete strangers giving 45-minute presentations. The transformation is amazing.
It's a combination that benefits both the students and the environment. The only loser is the starfish.
Our last two trips have been very successful, with 80,000 being killed, and that's a good, it's a really good outcome.
Each one is injected individually with a mixture of sheep and cow bile. It's a byproduct from an abattoir in New Zealand that kills the pest without harming the rest of the reef.
The good thing about bile is that by using bile, it has a two-prong effect. One, there's already an acid in bile, which actually eats away at the crown of thorns tissue, but also echinoderms do not have bile in their system. So as soon as it's injected, it creates an allergic reaction. But even the better part of that is, because it's a natural product, it doesn't harm anything else in the environment.
Mr. Moon estimates the control program has culled around 630,000 starfishes so far.
If you imagine that only half of those were female, and every one of those females spawned about 6.2 million eggs per year, and with an 80% fertilisation rate, you can imagine the impact that would have on the Great Barrier Reef. When you talk about a crown of thorn starfish eating its own body size every day, it's it could have catastrophic consequences.
Former graduates have gone far and wide, running tourism and dive programs or continuing their work as COTS divers.
Heaps of people that have graduated from the program have ended up in Southeast Asia and even within Cairns becoming instructors, successful through the companies they've chosen to work for. So it's a great program.
Out of this last group that have just graduated, in fact, William and three others, I've taken on as full-time employees into the COTS program to enhance their diving skills. So, you know, we don't mind where they go. Our job is to get them there.
William Lyons wants to take the program home to the Torres Strait Islands, where Crown of Thorns outbreaks are not only devastating the reefs, but the people that rely on them.
The plan is to assemble my own COT team and tackle the outbreaks up in the Torres Strait due to hopefully give employment outcomes for locals up there and help save their reefs, because they basically live off the reef up there. The outbreaks have become quite severe within lately, and no one is really controlling that area up there just because they don't have the correct training methods or the correct apparatus to get the job done.